dawn at Venerable Barn 27 on the backstretch here at Laurel Park, where for 30 years now, Hamilton Smith has spent early mornings training horses. But now, for the first time in his career, he's looking into one of the stalls here at a horse that he will run on racing's biggest stage, the Kentucky Derby.
This done talking, you can see he's looking for his cookies. My wife gives him, feeds him all these treats every morning, and when you come by, he's got his little head sticking out there, wants something, wants one of these treats. He's getting ready to go. We're going to send him out here in about a half hour.
For this, one of Dunn Talking's final workouts before the 67-year-old trainer saddles the 3-year-old colt for the Run for the Roses at Churchill Downs.
Well, this is my first experience doing it. It's the race you want to win, and you know, it's the most prestigious race in America, in the world for that matter, and it's really exciting, and I'm just glad to have one going.
Right, stop.
Hi, my name's Sheldon Russell, and I'm a jockey here at Laurel Park.
And what horse are you going to be riding on the first Saturday in May?
I'll be riding a horse called Dunn Talking.
He's a good little rider, good heady rider, and he concentrates on what he's doing. You know, he knows the horse. He's got a good feel for him. I think he'll do a good job. He's just getting awful excited about going, and like I say, he's got a good feel for this horse especially, and they go good together.
I guess so. A few weeks ago, with Sheldon Russell on board, Dunn Talking punched his ticket to the Kentucky Derby with an exciting win down the stretch in the Illinois Derby.
Then closing up on the inside third through the stretch comes Dunn Talking. Dunn Talking coming through for the lead. Dunn Talking on the inside. Got it!
Yeah, it was great. Like I said, the Illinois Derby worked out great. Me and Hammy and the Skedaddle guys, we flew out there. And, you know, obviously, they know, just try and make that one run. And when you make that run, just make sure he's clear. And we got him clear, and he showed up.
56 and 2 the time.
And how about those guys with Skedaddle Associates? Willie White, Lou Rehack, and Bob Orndorff. The hometown owners of Dunn Talking, neighbors here in Howard County and Clarksville, who show up at Barn 27 at Laurel Park every morning to watch the trainer Willie says they simply know as Ham working their derby horse.
It's everyone's dream. It's where you hope to be someday. It's, I think Billy Turner probably said it best when someone asked him how he came up with Seattle Slough. He said, you can't buy one, you can't breed one, you can't even steal one. You just wake up one day and they're in your barn.
They don't miss a day of training with him, and they're very excited about it. They bred the horse themselves, and that's a big plus for them. And it gives you, you know, to breed one and have one to go to the Derby is very special. I mean, they're awfully excited about it.
And they're off in Derby 1:37.
It's been really fun. I had a call last night from a local guy, Tom Bowman, and his wife was in the background saying when he hits the top of the stretch, you'll hear us screaming in Maryland. So
it's a pretty emotional thing.
It really is.
Well, I hope it boosts racing around here. You know, we need something to happen to help us along a little bit, and this is going to be the Maryland horse for us, and we're going there to represent Maryland, and hopefully we can make a good showing.
Something that's not lost on the Maryland jockey, who will be riding Dunn Talking, all with hopes of winning the Kentucky Derby.
I mean, it would be great. You know, it's everybody's dream. And being this close, you know, let's hope, you know, dreams come true. So I just hope the horse gets a good trip and he runs to expectation.
At Hammy Smith's Barn 27, along the backstretch at Laurel Park, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.